Welcome to the Calyrex Game Corner's Pokemon D&D campaign, featuring Cindy, a hot-headed teen with a penchant for arson, Gimli, an admirable father seeking to reunite his family, Elodie, a fun-loving baker with a whimsical heart, and Schmidt, a courageous young man searching for his purpose with a duck. Together, they make the Quacko Paco, and this is Dunsparce and Drampa. The Paco has received confirmation that the energy siege on Dufertown has concluded. While running various errands around Mauville, the party may have started to get the sense that ordinary citizens of Hoenn may have some degree of familiarity with the Quacko Paco. The Paco, Sans Schmidt, paid a visit to Watson and learned about his past involvement with NRG research-related affairs. They visited the post office multiple times to write to NRG agent Uranus, Clementine Sawyer, and finally Brandon, the Dufertown cop. Supposed Unovan royalty Sarah's friend Faye, who entered the final Hoopa portal to flee from Duford, was dropped off to do some shopping in downtown Mauville, and her whereabouts are currently unknown. Cindy, Gimli, and Elodie have just returned to the Berry Farm stronghold, where a sleepy Schmidt and Gimli are resting up after an exhausting several days. Gimli is hoisting a rambunctious Kecleon at his side, who is standing on the bridge on Route 118 on the way from Mauville City. It is about 11 p.m., and the gang is preparing to settle in for the night. What will the Paco do?
Schmidt is already honk me, 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 me.
Is it confirmed honk me, 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 or is it honk shoe?
I don't think Schmidt's a honk shoeer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely
that's the only other option.
Those are the only two options. Inside of everyone, there's two wolves, and one of them becomes the most prominent when you sleep. So Schmidt is conked. Does Cindy have any nighttime plans, pre-bed functions?
Well, Cindy did stuff with the Kecleon, right? To get it, like, or was that Schmidt? Who was doing stuff with Kecleon?
Cindy calmed down Kecleon, but as far as we know, Gimli is still holding Kecleon. It has dropped its camouflage and it's just kind of vibing.
Didn't Schmidt want it? I know he's sleeping, but like, wasn't there interest in it?
We don't know that, but yes. Maybe we can guess it. Maybe we can intuit.
I'm sure there we can intuit because he has normal and birds, and Kecleon is
a bird.
A normal bird.
Kecleon is a bird. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, with color change, it is flying type frequently, so
it can be a bird. Yeah.
Gimli's just kind of holding on to Kecleon, and it's just kind of just limp, hanging out. It's kind of waiting to be dropped.
Let's just let him loose with the. Put him on top of a Schmidt and leave him there. What happens?
We're gonna lose him. He turns invisible.
Yeah, well, he's gonna disappear.
Oh, can we put a bell on him?
Do you have a bell?
I don't know.
Can we search the berry farm for a bell?
Yeah, give me some d20s.
What kind of roll?
We'll say you know what you're looking for, so we'll say investigation. No, it's still perception because you haven't found it yet. Perceive it, please.
Please.
Perceive it.
Perception.
22.
I got a plus one. 15.
Okay. I got an 18.
Great. You all find a bell in the study / library that is not like a ring-a-ding collar bell, but it's the type of bell that is like at a store and no one's at the desk and you press a button and it goes bing. It not to say that it can't be reverse engineered into a ding-a-ling wearable bell, but that is the only bell that is around.
Who are you calling a ding-a-ling?
The bell, of course.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
You get the feeling, or maybe Cindy remembers, that this was used when her grandparents were around and when Cindy was younger, and they would just sell berries like straight out of the farm. And, you know, there was only a few of them. Mm. There was Cindy, the two grandparents, and Pumpkin, really, just running the whole place. Right. So they wouldn't always be present, so someone would walk in and hit the bell, and then Cindy's grandparents would know that someone was here to buy some berries.
We don't know that this bell will suit our purpose.
But it can be reconfigured. Gimli is good at reconfiguring.
Am I?
Think so.
No. I'm dumb as bricks. What are you talking about?
Dumb as bricks. I don't think any of us are like whole good. Engineers. I know,
yeah, it's unfortunately the engineer of your party got blasted by a meteor.
Can I give it a try?
Yeah, go for it. You can roll dex.
Just straight dex.
We can say sleight of hand, but you're not proficient, so.
I am proficient in sleight of hand.
You are?
A little.
We've played for 3 years and you've never used it.
came up once a few sessions ago. Did it? I had a very similar, like, what the fuck?
Like, huh?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. You can add your proficiency.
So I have +5 instead of +1, which makes my 9 into a +5. 14?
Okay, sure. That's pretty good. Rather than making anything particularly useful, Cindy just more or less picks it up, tinkers with it, and just breaks it so that the button no longer works. That being said, like, the connection that the bell hits the chrome to make the ding-a-ling sound is just loose and wobbly, so it is kind of more or less functions as a bell that would ding when it moves around. It just is a funny shape. The spring mechanism that makes the button work is broken, basically.
That's fine. That'll work, right?
It does work. It does serve its purpose, but it's not wearable at the moment.
Can we, like,
put a ribbon somewhere?
Yeah, put a ribbon.
Sure. Do you search for ribbon, or do you just pull some material from somewhere? What are you? What is it being made out of?
Oh, Cindy probably has, like, old hair bows from when she was a kid, like old ribbons.
Yeah, she totally does. You can totally just grab one of those. What color is it?
Orange or red? Yeah.
Orange or red. Fire color. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you can pull that and you can fashion it with your previous roll. No problem. You've made a wearable kind of a collar with a clunky, inefficiently shaped bell on it.
Put it around Kecleon.
Okay, you do that. Kecleon, just being held by Gimli, doesn't really have any particular say in the matter, just lets it happen and doesn't think much of it.
Okay. We can let him loose now, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to set Kecleon down?
Yeah, I'll set him down gently.
Okay. The moment...
You can hang with us for a little bit, bud.
The moment Kecleon's feet touch the ground, goes invisible. You do see the red stripe of his belly just kind of floating in the air transparently. And the bell that Kecleon is wearing is also fully visible and dinging around, ba-ding, 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 as he just walks. It's clear that Kecleon is, even though you can't see their face, you know that they're just investigating the place. They're just looking around and checking it out and trying to scope the environment.
I rolled a 7.
Okay. Plus 2
or
plus 3, probably.
I don't think Schmidt has an incredibly high constitution, but Con is +2.
So 9?
9. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't, like, fully startle or wake Schmidt up, the sound of the ringing bell, but he does kind of, like, lose a quality of sleep a little bit by hearing that.
Schmidt just kind of goes like a, huh, and then goes back to honk me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, so Gimli's on the recliner, Schmidt's kind of in the fetal position on the couch in the living room. Gimli, Cindy, Elodie, and Kecleon are here in the Berry Farm. About nighttime, you do notice, all of you notice, that Faye is not here. Faye is not the farm.
Oh, no Faye farm.
She's an adult. She can take care of herself. Right? Right, guys?
I appreciate that's the way to get away from the guilt of...
I suppose I will go and make a snack for my Pokemon and for our newly befriended Kecleon.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody else who would like to indulge.
Oh, yes. I love food.
Always.
Okay. You walk through the threshold of the living room, which leads you to the kitchen and dining area, where there's also a large sliding glass door that leads to a little patio that leads to the Berry Farm. A couple rolls for Elodie. Well, first tell me what you're trying to make. Do you know, or do you want to just see what's around first?
I'll just see what's around.
Okay. Just kidding. Do you have anything in mind? my RP brain is not pulling a pantry together at the moment.
That's okay. What's a delicious baked good?
Think about things that old people have. Which, that needless to say, when it comes to baking,
prunes
is like all the ingredients you need, really. Like, they're going to have a pantry.
Berry farm, right?
Yes.
Right.
Could kill for like a buried pastry.
They might have berries.
They have pretty much anything that
jellies,
you want to bake
jams.
With.
Yeah.
Berry dog, yes, I could destroy a fucking blueberry muffin right now.
I was thinking blueberry IRL. Muffins. I was going to say that for sure.
So oranberry muffins?
Yeah, oranberry muffins.
Okay, sure. You can find all the ingredients you need to make muffins. Give me performance check with advantage, since this is your whole thing.
Let's do it. Oh, natural 20.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
It matters most.
Yeah, this isn't a natural 20 that takes place, like, instantly, right? Because this will be a process. Like, how long does it take to bake them, like 30 minutes, more or less. So that is to say, though, that the party sees Elodie in her true element, furnishing her lifetime skills of being a baker. She is unstoppable. He portions out the ingredients using measuring spoons to the perfect amount and nothing falls onto the counter. It's perfectly clean. Her, you know, she's wearing an apron in like a way that seems like she was born with it on. It is quite impressive. So is everyone spectating or is Elodie just in the kitchen just kind of rocking it?
Oh, I'm definitely spectating.
Give me a perception check, Gimli.
15.
15's pretty good. You are hanging out with Elodie and there's some like chrome and glass and like reflective fixtures in the kitchen that also inherently are reflecting the sliding glass door that is behind you. And you can swear every now and then you see like a pair of red dots in the reflection of the sliding glass, like as if it's a pair of eyes that is peering inside.
That's totally normal.
Yeah, that's very normal. Yeah, it's very relaxed.
Nothing to worry about at all.
No. I'm not worried.
So yeah, we'll give you 30 minutes to make those. Not IRL, but that's what the process will be. I'll check in with Cindy. What are you doing? You made the bell for Kecleon. Anything else on your agenda?
I mean, if she knows Elodie's baking, she'll definitely want to stay up for baked goods, but she's probably like building her bed nest to accommodate all of her Pokemon to do pile sleeping.
Of course.
Like she does.
Very important to do that. Thankfully, Cindy legit has a room in this house that is hers, so it's very comfortable and familiar, and she's getting all associated and accommodated with that. Schmidt, you're still honk me mean?
Yep.
Okay, and Gimli is kind of more or less just chilling. It's 11:40. The muffins are done. They smell transcendent. This is truly the craft work of a master artisan. We'll say that there are 24 of them, and all are welcome to indulge. Who wants them? Who all is having muffins?
Absolutely need one of these delicious muffins.
Yes.
Where's Kecleon? Kecleon needs to try a muffin.
So true.
I'm having a muffin.
Great. Mm-hmm. Schmidt, will you stir with the smell of Oranberry muffins, or will you wait?
I'm going to roll a dice.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. That was good. 19 on a contract. Yeah, I think Schmidt will stir.
Okay. Schmidt wants some muffin. You all can enjoy. And if these are so quality, so transcendent, that if you weren't already getting ready for bed, you would be fully healed when you eat them. Thankfully, there is 24 of them, and you are currently all only eating 5 at the moment, because Gimli will have one as well. Yes. Additionally, you all get 1d10 of inspiration that does not expire until you use it. So mark that somewhere on your character sheets or in your group notes that you can put a d10 on any roll that you make because of how freaking good these muffins are.
Let's go.
Schmidt is going to pull out one of his Moo Moo Milks.
Ooh, perfect to wash them down. The thing with Schmidt's Moo Moo Milk is that he's been carrying them like on him, and they're just the thing about the way that this Moo Moo Milk is sourced is that no matter when or how you drink it, it's just always nice and chill and has a perfect creamy flavor. It never spoils. It's just magical Moo Moo Milk, really. So it washes down the muffin perfectly.
Schmidt has a scared thought of like, you know how like we're on the berry farm and they were using like a grass plate to make miraculous berries. Mm-hmm. But what the fuck's going on with this milk?
Yeah.
He does not vocalize any of this. He's just kind of like staring at his milk like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is this milk?
Yeah, Schmidt's never been in he's never been an adventurer, right? So he's never been in a situation where he's carrying a bunch of milk with him that he doesn't just drink it immediately, so a little peculiar.
He's more like suspicious of it. It's like, I don't know. He's going through the, like, he understands that, like, the berry masters are using the grass plate to make great berries.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's wondering if this is more magical.
Magic
right,
milk.
Like they're using the milk plate.
The milk plate.
The milk type. Oh, God. Roll Arcana, Schmidt.
Roll Arcana.
We're doing it
was a 3 on the die. I don't think I have any proficiencies.
Okay, no. We'll keep your thoughts wandering then. It truly may be magic milk as the result of the milk plate. Who knows?
Schmidt has an image in his head of an alpha milk tank, and then he like kind of shakes his head. He's like, no, get it out.
Oh, God. Very funny. Okay, It's about midnight. Everyone's enjoyed their muffins. Any plans before slumber?
I don't think so. Maybe it's worth it to check on Mewtwo.
Would you like to?
Yeah, I would like to.
Is it just Gimli? Anyone else joining?
Schmidt will.
Okay. Schmidt, Gimli, anyone else? Okay, I won't do the pull aside, but we'll just do that. So.
Yeah, it seems unnecessary.
The two of you go down the stairs to the basement, and before you see where the door used to be is just rampant growth of vines and leaves and ivy and plants. But as you approach it, they seem to part around the where the door is, and it is almost inviting you to open up and enter. Do you do so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The two of you return. It is more or less the scene that you saw before, except perhaps this room is even more filled with foliage. It is like got a grassy moss floor for what was otherwise just kind of like a dirt and concrete basement. There is plant life everywhere, and it's all like it's swaying as if there's a breeze, but there is no breeze. These plants all just seem incredibly healthy. And as previously described, there is some sort of like rock conduit that is along the walls and the ceiling that is pulsing with a green energy. You see standing stalwart is Bud, the Alpha Toad School. He's been expecting you, apparently, because as you enter, he says, "Welcome, Gimli, and welcome, Schmidt. I've been awaiting your return." And you see in the nest, in quotes, is Mewtwo curled up, snoozing away, wearing a blanket made out of moss. Mewtwo does not respond to your presence, but Bud sure does.
Do you say Mewtwo doesn't respond to our presence?
Mewtwo does not. Mewtwo is honk-shoeing harder than Schmidt was.
Bud, how is he holding up? It's been improvements.
Bud says, "Gimli, it has not been a long time. However, I am confident that within a few more days, hopefully, Mewtwo will be fully restored. But for now, I must govern them and let Mewtwo rest."
Of course. And how are you holding up? Everything okay?
Bud says, "Yes, Gimli, it is an honor to wield this great power, and I am happy to use it in service of you and your friends."
And we appreciate you, Bud. Valuable asset.
Bud creates a branch just that grows out of the ground, and he intentionally bends it over his brow to look like a salute.
Can I salute back in return? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can salute back as well. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, of course.
You want to throw a charisma on it just for fun?
Sure. That was pretty good. 19.
Wow. Yeah, very good. Bud is very pleased just with this whole situation. He feels like he has a lot of purpose. He really likes the berry farm in general. He loves the berries. He loves all the plants. And while Bud doesn't like know Mewtwo, he knows that like this is an important... He learned through the power of becoming the aspect of growth that what the Paco is doing and what Mewtwo knows and is capable of is just important for the world. Like, it's just, it's a serious responsibility. And Bud very much enjoys having this responsibility. Having focus, perhaps, is something that he's never quite experienced before.
I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Bud has this focus, could we ask him, like, maybe a history on him? Where did he come from? How did he become...
Where'd he go?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Where Bud came from?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You're just asking, can you tell me a bit about yourself or something?
Yeah, just like what's your history, man?
Okay. Bud says, "I do not have perfect recollection of the circumstances of my birth. However, I do remember my first memory. Opening my eyes, looking to the sky, seeing the bright sun sitting alongside mushrooms and grass beneath a beautiful tree somewhere between Rustboro and Petalburg."
That's it? That's all we got?
You want to
How do you learn how to talk? Let me be a little more specific.
Sure. Bud says, "I believe I've told the story before, but I have a great joy of wandering and interacting and meeting various creatures, Pokemon, and people. And I found it prudent and helpful to teach myself how to speak the language of humans so I could best communicate with them and we could achieve our goals together."
So you just did it.
So okay. So you just kind of did it?
You know what? I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah, I was like, you expected some mythical thing to happen to it. Like, no, just,
like some kind of like, lore dump of where it's like, this. Oh, actually, Bud was like in a lab at some point, and now he remembers. Now that he's cleared, no, I don't know what I was expecting.
No, that's fair. No, Bud says, with great determination and will, you can accomplish anything.
Cool.
Any other questions for Bud, or do you try to interact with Mewtwo in any way?
Nope.
Okay. Let him rest.
Okay. One final note, which isn't really much of a note, but Gimli, you still see the Pokeball that you caught Bud in is just kind of suspended and being held into the wall, and there are vines inside of it, and it's like deactivated all of the lights. You remember that this happened and that you have an extra slot in your party, but just as a reminder that this is something that Bud has done.
Yeah.
You are welcome to leave the basement, and as you do so, the excessive growth, the vines that hang on the wall right through the threshold of the basement, right as you close the door, they reform themselves to cover it up entirely. If you didn't know the basement was there, if you didn't know the door was there, you may not think that anything was there because of how thick all the lush flora is. Checking in with the other two, Gimli is, in fact, now, after eating the muffin, he is actually asleep. He is snoring in the recliner. Should I just assume that Elodie and Cindy are just going to bed?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Can we describe, Cindy, I know you were saying that you are doing your classic pile style sleeping. This is a great opportunity to describe the nicknames and species of each Pokemon that you have on you right now, who will join the Cuddle Puddle.
Who do I have right now is a good question. We definitely have Soli or Soul Eater, the Ninetales, Cookie, the Hoenn Gudra, Fang, the Shelgon.
Yeah, one of those.
Do I still have Larvastar on me?
Larvastar. That's why I'm checking. We're locking this in. So,
how many can I have?
At this time, you can have 5. Right, guys? I'm not crazy. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So we have Soli, Cookie, Fang,
Larvastar. This is also just an opportunity. Like, if you don't remember who you have, the reason why I'm doing this is because we're choosing. Because we're in a safe time. Gimli has the box link. We can all just kind of choose our parties right now.
Then maybe I'll swap Larvastar for Jack the Incineroar.
Okay.
And we'll have Basket the Carcoal. That should be 5. So we'll Cookie.
Sure is 5.
Basket and Jack.
Okay. Yeah, they can all pretty comfortably cuddle puddle. The last time that you slept in this pile with Jack, he was not a large bipedal tiger wrestler, so he is occupying quite a bit of space in this pile. And he is quite large and quite heavy. But you all figure out a way to make it work. It also goes without saying that Cookie and Basket are like naturally volatile. Like they are like on fire, literally. However, as with most fire type Pokemon, they have the ability to kind of like selectively control this when they are in contact with people or objects. So they still have a glow about them, but they're not igniting anything in Cindy's room, which is very courteous of them to do so.
So nice.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll just say you go bedtime. Good job, Cindy. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll do Elodie. How are you arranging your sleeping? Also, where are you electing to sleep? So Cindy has her own room. There's a couch in the living room. There's a couch in the study. There's a guest room upstairs that is currently unclaimed. And there's also an office area upstairs that has a rollout couch that turns into a bed. So those are your options. We'll say that because you didn't go in the basement, you would have the next dibs. So.
Right. I'll take the office rollout situation.
Okay. You do that. You see like some family photos around. You see Cindy looking very cute working on the farm. They're all laid around where there's a computer set up, just like a really basic PC setup. There's various knickknacks and like looks like travel souvenirs around. And there is, you notice, actually, roll me a perception, please.
Sure.
Give me a 12 or above.
14.
Good enough. You notice that among all of these framed photographs, there's one that is face down, and it makes you a little curious. Do you elect to potentially invade privacy and look at it, or do you leave it face down?
Oh, absolutely. I'm invading that privacy.
Okay. You see a very young baby Cindy. Quite literally an infant, being held by a rather unfamiliar couple who look quite a bit like Cindy. They are in this photograph side by side with Cindy's grandparents looking quite a bit younger. They don't have fully gray hair at all. Pumpkin the Bellsprout is nowhere to be seen. It looks like they are standing in front of a small home that doesn't seem like the Berry Farm necessarily. And you are assuming that this is Cindy's parents.
Wow. River and Bennett?
So close. So close. Yeah, Beckett, if you didn't catch that.
Beckett.
Beckett. But yeah, you pull out the couch. Do you? Oh, good question, I guess. Do you leave the photo face down or do you write it up?
No, I'll leave it face down.
Okay. You can pull out the couch. Do you have any particular sleeping situation like Cindy does?
I mean, we're probably all cuddling up a little bit. Everybody who wishes to participate in cuddling up.
Okay, let's choose our team then. Who do you got?
Yeah, I think I will be doing some switching out for the very first time.
Oh.
So we've got, obviously, Cabbage, the beautiful, amazing Al Creamy.
Mm-hmm.
And then staying on the team will be Bubblegum, the Brionne, and Key Lime, the Iron Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Paradox, Curlia situation. And then I will be swapping out Grape Juice the Swampert and Aubergine the Lightpard for our newest friend, Mr. Salt the Carbink, and our oldest friend, Mr. Blueberry.
No way. Blueberry's here?
Return of the King.
That's crazy. What level is Blueberry?
Truly.
I believe level 4. Yes, level 4.
What level is Cabbage?
Cabbage is level 12.
Very good. That's sick. Nice. Blueberry is particularly cuddly, so that's good. You know, it would make an excellent pillow. Mm-hmm. And just since we're doing like description kind of recap oriented stuff, I would just like to confirm, because I know that we've talked about it, but I'm not sure if everyone else has or even the other players know. Cabbage's colors are primarily like a dark pink and a light blue, correct?
Something like that, yeah. Like
a pink blue swirl. And the candies are special, that you got them from Fall Arbor Town, but they are like comet slash star shaped, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Cool. Just wanted to, because I was realizing, you know, Alchemy can look so different in so many different ways. So it's good to nail that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Very good. I guess that's it for Elodie. Who's next for bedtime?
Can I hawk a Pokeball at this Kecleon?
Sure. Yeah. You got to find it first.
now it's a game.
No. Since you put the bell on it, it'll be pretty easy. Where
do I still need to roll for it, or do I just do it?
Roll me a d20 first, just to, so that I can identify what situation we're in.
Just a flat.
Yeah.
12.
Cool. Kecleon is in the downstairs bathroom nearby the kitchen and the living room. You can only tell because you hear a consistent splashing sound as Kecleon is playing in the toilet.
It's my goat.
Not doing anything particularly evil, you know, just splashing the water. It's escaping the bowl a little bit. It's clean water for what it's worth.
Fucking guy.
You can tell because you hear splashing and consistent like ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding of the bell that he's wearing, because he's like just splashing around like a cat kind of, you know. He's not camouflaged when he's doing this. It seems he's incredibly focused.
Oh yeah. Can I get down next to him and start like splashing in the water too?
Yeah, just... you totally can, dude. You totally
build
can.
Some friendship.
Yeah, charisma that, please, with advantage.
I have to show you. I'm not.
It's a crit. Yeah, it's a crit. It's a crit. It's a crit. Yeah, great job. No, absolutely. It's like if anyone, you know, if Gimli woke up or Gimli like saw you, like, and they were like, "What's going on in the bathroom?" It's essentially looks like you two are the same creature, Kecleon and Schmidt. You are both equally fascinated with the water in the toilet, and you are just splashing it in a camaraderie kind of fashion. Kecleon loves this.
Hell yeah. Kecleon, do you wanna be my partner? Do you wanna get captured? Be my buddy?
Roll charisma? Or Pokemon handling, I guess. It's a charisma though. Roll, like, give me whichever modifier is higher and roll one of those. I don't know which one's higher for you.
Animal handling is wisdom, so that would be higher.
Okay, yeah.
And I am proficient.
Yeah, try that.
Jesus Christ. 4, 5, 24.
Okay.
I rolled a 19, if that makes a difference.
Kecleon does this thing, being a chameleon, where their eyes look in two different directions and they're always kind of like moving around, you know, they're like constantly taking information. Kecleon's eyes continues to do this. Its expression does not particularly change.
Sick. I hunk a Premier Ball at him.
Premier Ball. Mark it off of your inventory, please. Roll me a straight d20 and I will apply the maths. You don't need to make a dex check for this because it is point blank.
Straight d20 is an 8.
Okay. The Premier Ball closes and the splashing stops with the jingle of a bell. The ball clinks to the ground and it begins to wibble wobble. It wobbles once and lights up. Twice and three times. Your low roll did not matter because Kecleon was feeling the vibes. Congratulations, Schmidt. You've caught a Kecleon.
Hell yeah. I'm going to take it back out and let him splash on the toilet water somewhere.
Okay. Before you do, you'll have select a party member to send to the box.
Omelet, I'm sorry.
Goodbye, Omelet the Togepi. You immediately re-release Kecleon, and it continues about its business. It is fascinated with the water in the toilet bowl. There's something, it's about how the depth is and about how the harsh light in the bathroom, like, interacts with the chrome, like the white porcelain of the toilet bowl, you know? It just looks neat, and Kecleon appreciates that you appreciate that. If you really want to roll up a minor stat block, we can go for it, or we can just save that for later. That's up to you.
I'll save it for later. I don't think I'm going to use them immediately.
Okay. Will you continue to sleep on the couch later tonight?
Yeah, in the study.
Are you preparing for slumber now or later?
I'll prepare for slumber now.
Okay, let's
take kind of like before he like fully lays down, he'll like sit there for a second and then he'll kind of 5 o'clock shadow, very long face, like expression, like kind of reflect on the day and what's happening.
Sure. Roll me a history.
18.
18 is pretty high. Schmidt, it's been a long day. It's been a hard day. A lot happened today. It started with you sleeping on the beach for some reason outside of Omari's house in a kind of a malicious way. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't know the party's intentions. It was just funny.
It was a little malicious, yeah.
It was a little malicious. Y'all were sleeping on the beach. Didn't get super good rest. You know, Corsola kind of walking all over you and stuff. And kids coming back from the Quivering Quillfish. Not kids. They're adults. They're 21. But, you know, people making a commotion in the nightlife of Doofertown. An Absol licked your face. And you realized that upon seeing the Absol, like, oh, this is a bad omen. You engage with the energy terrorists on the beach of Doofertown, which as a settlement, Doofertown is frankly no more exactly. There are shards of what remains, and you did your best to help, of course. You captured a Pokemon that you did not think even particularly existed. Just childhood playground rumors of a creature so scary that it could shoot you into space with its mind. You captured it in a Master Ball, which was particularly interesting. You, as a party, consumed the last use of your teleport from, or the portal of the Hooper Ring, and you almost didn't get out. An Aggron almost follows you through the portal. And then you received a psychic vision from this Mewtwo that suggested where your old party member, Sam Symmetra, one, that her condition is alive and seemingly okay, and two, that she went to her office at some point earlier. You did not manage to get her. Unfortunately, you could not touch base with her. You tried your best, the authorities got involved, and you almost got caught, but you were not able to see your old friend. Then you caught up with Gimli, had some bro time, caught a Kecleon, and all this to say, you are now exhausted, feeling a little relieved to be out of such stressful situations, but also you have a sensation of, you know that there's a lot still coming, and you should take this opportunity to rest as best you can. And when it comes to things outside of your control, you get the sense that maybe you shouldn't give yourself the hardest of times when you're reflecting on it. It's quite a bit of info for an 18, but that is, okay. That's that. In the study, you're welcome to set up your sleeping situation. Do you have any particular notes on that? Do you also have a cuddle pile, or do you kind of have your Pokemon stationed around you in a way that they're protective, or give me a description of what you're doing?
What season is it in Hoenn right now?
It's late summer, early fall.
So it's still like kind of hot.
It's still Schmidt hot, but it's cooling down.
Yeah. Schmidt would sleep with just like one singular sheet, but he would also have Quacko like immediately within arm's reach, like maybe like tucked under his arm while he's sleeping.
Okay, great. And is it just Quacko who's outside the ball?
I will let our new Kecleon friend just kind of live his life overnight.
Okay. Sure.
If he decides to join us, great. If not, great.
Okay, very good. Do you keep the bell on him is another question.
Yeah, for now. It's okay. Charming.
Okay. Which other Pokemon do you have in your party?
I have, as always, Patricia the Altaria.
Mm-hmm.
I have Walter the Dunsparce.
Very good.
And then I have Diana the Gyarados. And Mewtwo, technically.
Yes, Mewtwo is still in your party.
I think it's funny because Schmidt had the thing where it was like Quacko's not in a Pokeball, so Schmidt kind of had an extra party member.
Yeah, but now,
and now I have Mewtwo in a Pokeball that I can't use, so Schmidt's like a regular person now.
Yep. That's funny. The nerf of having a legendary. How sad.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, great. Gimli, last but not least, I guess this gives you either the living room couch or the guest room that you can choose.
Yeah, the utter disappointment in not having the armchair as a dad is... Yeah, it's just so unfortunate. But
yeah, your son's in it, unfortunately. It, so. Schmidt, do you have something to add real quick?
Yes. Schmidt double checks the gun and keeps the gun handy.
To keep it under his pillow?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he'll just going through his items, he'll take a look at his keeper gem that he got.
Maybe. Sure. Can you remind me some background of the keeper gem? Where'd you get that?
I believe I got it from the Draconids.
You did, along with the cloak that you adore.
And the a scroll that I don't think I've read yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Yeah, Gimli, your son has taken the old man chair, so you'll have to figure out something else.
So rough. I guess I'll take the guest bedroom.
Okay, very good. You do that. It is furnished in such a way that it is very, like... what's the word? Unassuming, I suppose. Mm-hmm. This is clearly the least used room in the house. And it smells very clean in a way, but also weirdly dusty in a strange combination. Kind of like a hotel, in a sense. But yeah, there's a cozy-looking bed. It's otherwise not particularly ornamented. There's one window. There's a ceiling fan. What does your sleeping situation look like?
I just let my Pokemon, like, fan out. Find little nooks in their own spots and stuff there.
Okay. Can like we get species and nicknames, please?
So I got Trevor the Gigalith, Toidle the Torkoal, and we got Bean the Monstrosity.
Vaguely Pupitar monster, but
vaguely Pupitar, yeah. We have Lasagna, the very shiny Crustle. And we have Gus the Slowpoke.
Oh, we're keeping Gus around.
Yeah.
That's great. All these Pokemon find their own ways. Gigalith takes up, like, a lot of space. Yeah. And actually, so does Lasagna. But thankfully, Bean can just float in ominously over Gimli's head. Everyone's going to honk Shoo. Everyone, this is one of the rare opportunities that you have with the Pokemon Center's not fully functioning, where you just fully heal everyone. We're all back to base level, ground zero. Everyone's fully healed. So make a note of that. We know who's on the teams here. You're all sleeping particularly well, particularly sound. Something to do with the transcendent Oranberry muffins that Elodie prepared for everyone. And you get a solid, at least 8 hours worth of sleep. I would love to get D20 rolls from everyone. Just straight D20s, please.
Mysterious
I
D20s
got a 13.
There. I've always
8:25 p.m. babe. Time for your daily ominous Richie D20 roll.
I always do them, guys. I need them.
I got a 7.
Okay.
4.
I also got a 13.
It is approximately 8 a.m. on the next day. You are all laying in bed, getting up at your leisure, and you hear downstairs, some of you hear better than others, Schmidt is pretty close to the front door, that the front door opens, and you hear the muffled sounds of two voices you don't recognize, and Gimli's voice. Is anyone going to eavesdrop, or get up and go there, or do anything regarding this?
Yeah, I'm going to get up and go there.
I'm absolutely fucking eavesdropping.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm eavesdropping.
Okay.
But Cindy, what are we overhearing? I'm a big fan of drama.
There's a conversation between Jim Lee and two unknown people at the front door.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you eavesdropping? Okay. So Gimli shows up with his son and everyone else is just kind of listening in from their sleep chambers. As Gimli approaches, he hears Gimli in like a state of kind of confusion, but also trying to be hospitable as two teens, probably in their late teens, a boy and a girl, are standing at the door. And they're dressed in kind of a not formal way, but a like nice looking business casual, maybe, but not over the top. It's not like they're wearing like a tie or anything. And they're looks like they're talking or explaining something to Gimli, and Gimli hears his dad coming behind him and says, yeah, I'm not the right person to talk to about this, but I'll see what I can do. And these two teens, they just look very polite and they say, OK, we'll just wait right here. And Gimli sees Gimli coming up from behind and starts to close the door just a bit. And he looks at his father a little bit panicked.
Well, who's there? What's going on?
Gimli says, I guess these two kids said that they were on a school trip and wanted to get a tour of the berry farm. I don't really know. They have documents, but this isn't really my place to do that.
I suppose not. I could talk to him real quick.
Okay. Can we, did you throw on clothes or may I get a description of Gimli's sleepwear for this?
Oh, I just sleep in my clothes.
Okay. Like your work clothes.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. All the time. Oh no, actually. Well, I guess I do wear overalls, but they're more like, kind of like the overalls that look like the popcorn container, like striped kind of vibes and like some slippers. Okay. But I do wear overalls to bed.
Okay.
Pinstripe.
Yeah, like the pinstripe, like white and red.
Yeah. So do you like take Jimmy's position and open the door and greet these people?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, before you see two, as I previously described, kind of older teens. Perhaps they are seniors in high school, maybe, if you had to guess. They are wearing, again, kind of like semi-formal clothing, and they introduce themselves. They say, hello, we're students from Verdanturf Preparatory Academy, and we had an assignment to come to the berry farm, and we heard that the people who lived here are love giving tours, and we're hoping that we could get a tour of the space.
Unfortunately, now the people that normally occupy the space, they're out of town currently, so unfortunately we might have to reschedule this, but I'm sure they would love to have you at some point.
Okay.
Cindy's right here. Is Cindy overhearing this?
Roll perception.
Shit. 8.
Okay. Kind of not really. Not totally sure what's going on.
I don't think we want to give these kids a tour anyway when we have Mewtwo in the basement.
The basement is not part of the tour. The farm. The outside.
I just don't want them to stumble onto something.
Do we still have like dead bodies buried in the like if those decay?
You have,
I'm saying,
you have one
very
or two
tour worthy like right digging? Now.
Yeah, Gimli, so you hear the boy who has a mysterious creature with him on his shoulder, what looks to be, quite simply put, a small metal man, perhaps a couple inches tall, just kind of hanging out. It looks funny and it makes clinky sounds as his shoulders move. This boy says, well, that's really too bad. You know, our semester is just starting and this assignment's really important. I really don't want to fail my class. Is there anything that you can do to help us?
Unfortunately, sir, I'm just a guest in this house, so it's not my place to be able to offer any tours or anything like that. And like I said, the owners of the place are away currently. I'm just watching the place for them. So
the girl who's there speaks up and she says, well, when are they coming back? We really need to get this assignment done.
Well, they're on extended leave currently. It's very important berry farm business. So it's I can't really say.
The two teens look at each other discouraged and they say, well, I guess we'll just come back later. How long is extended leave? Maybe we'll come by tomorrow. Does that work? We don't have much time.
Just give them the tour. Then we don't have to worry about them coming back.
Well, I'll tell you what, their granddaughter's also here. So maybe I can ask her to see if it's optional for her. Of course, she would be a better say than I would.
They get a little excited and they say, oh, yes. Would you please ask their granddaughter? That would be very helpful.
Of course, yeah, I'll go find her.
Up the stairs, or is Cindy already there?
I mean, Cindy might start hearing, like, their granddaughter or something. because she's trying to eavesdrop. So she might start walking down the stairs. Okay. I know I rolled poorly, but
that's fine. Is Cindy in sleep clothes or street clothes?
Probably sleep clothes. An oversized yellow t-shirt and like little shorts.
Slippers.
Socks. White socks. Ankle socks.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for the visual imagery. Yeah, Cindy, you can go downstairs. Do you have a conversation with Gimli or do you just take over?
It's like, what's happening?
Who do you ask that to?
Just the everybody who I can see upon coming down the stairs.
Okay. Gimli looks at you like with the classic Scooby-Doo shrugging shoulders and looks very confused. Like, I don't know. Gimli can react how Gimli wants to react, but you see two kids through the crack of the door who are probably actually older than you, maybe not even kids. Mm-hmm. They are your senior. They are expecting something, and they are holding notebooks, and they appear to be accompanied by creatures.
Is Gimli going to explain anything?
No. Yeah, well, these are two kids that, what school did you guys say? I must have.
Verdanturf Prep,
right. So they're here they just want like a berry farm tour, and it's not my place to offer such things. I'm just a guest here, so I didn't want to intrude on that, and obviously your grandparents are out of town currently, so.
Yeah. Is for an assignment for your academy? What's the assignment?
The girl speaks up and she gives a nod, and you can see that behind her there is a quadrupedal fox-like Pokemon that appears to be made entirely of plant. Has large kind of leaf ears and a large leaf tail. The girl speaks up and says, yeah, it's our starting assignment at Verdanturf Prep Academy. We were asked to investigate and study a place of interest in the Hoenn regions and read a report on it. And we both chose here because we've had these berries ourselves and our Pokemon have as well. And our families buy from this estate all the time. And we just really wanted to check it out.
Ah, yes. Truly a natural wonder. That is the berry farm.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
The tour mode.
Couple rolls, Cindy Charisma. I'm assuming that you're gonna like start a tour, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you what?
I was gonna say, like, can I do deception? Because I 1000% lied that it is a very natural berry farm.
Oh yes, yeah, do deception. Yeah, totally. Still
gives
Charisma.
Me a little bit more.
It's definitely not natural.
Yeah.
That was a nat 20.
Wow, very good.
A not so nat 20, yeah.
Yeah. No, the kids are very excited, and they like look at each other to give the sense of, oh, this girl knows what she's talking about. You know, like, this is very exciting and cool. Elodie and Schmidt haven't rolled in a while. I would like other ominous D20s from them, please.
6.
Okay.
5.
Very low.
Can I?
Yes.
Use my D10 of inspiration.
You can? Yeah. It'll be consumed.
I got a 10, so that's a 15.
Okay.
Oh, that's sick.
Schmidt, you've been...
What the fuck I want to know.
You know what? I think it's more fun if it's a pull aside, actually. One moment.
I hate you.
The role I had you do, Schmidt, for eavesdropping here is insight. You've rolled a 15 total, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Something's not right. Something is weird about the situation. And you're just in bed. But that is something that you can tell from your insight roll.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back over. Cindy... Do you begin this tour? Do you ask for assistance from Gimli or Gimli?
Well, what I'll do is I'll be like, can you guys just wait here? As you can see, I just woke up. I'm going to get dressed and I will give you a tour.
Okay.
Of the grounds.
The kids, they seem excited and they say, sure, we'll just be right here. And you can close the door on them if you wish.
I change into my usual That's Lit Bro hoodie and pants, like regular pants, no cowboy outfit, just normal Cindy. And then I'll meet them outside.
Oh, do you want to like loop around the outside rather than go through the front door?
I can go through the front door. That's
okay.
Fine.
Sure.
I just wanted to make sure I was dressed and not in PJs.
Sure. What was
can
that, Schmidt?
I take the bell off Kecleon and have Kecleon follow them.
Sure. What is you instruct Kecleon to just kind of hang out and follow around?
Yeah, just keep an eye on them.
Please roll stealth on Kecleon, which they have proficiency in.
I rolled a natural 1.
Okay, yeah. The thing that is kind of characteristic about Kecleon is that they are very good at becoming invisible, except for their stripe. Their stripe just is pretty much always there, unless it's a very skilled, very trained Kecleon. Kecleon is fully able to make it render itself invisible, except for the stripe, which almost looks like it's glowing. Like, if anything, it's drawing a lot of attention to itself. But do you still issue Kecleon the command to follow Cindy?
Yeah.
Okay. Kecleon will do so with kind of plodding footsteps on the hardwood floors, the pop, 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 as it walks out of the room to
They're still kind of wet from the toilet water.
From 8 hours later, yeah, definitely.
I love that for them.
Great. Anyways, Cindy, because it's a natural one, you don't need to roll to know that Kecleon is here with you. It's up to you if you want to, like, do anything about it, but you have a follower, you have a friend.
Okay, it's fine. There's, like, Pokemon all over the garden, like, the berry farm, so it's not, like, anything crazy.
The kids, they will introduce themselves. The boy says, "Hi, I'm Nickel," and the girl says, "I'm Saki." And they hold out their hands for a handshake, Cindy.
Yeah, I shake their hands.
Okay, you do so. Saki pulls out a little piece of paper that says, like, Verdant Turf Prep, like, special assignment, and there's, like, a little signature field on it. And do you introduce yourself as Cindy?
Yes.
Okay. They ask of you, like, as the proper resident of this estate, if you would just, like, give a signature that you authorized this project to happen here.
Is there any, like... Can I read the form? There's nothing shady on it. It is just a school form. Like, yes, yeah. I gave the tour. They came here.
You are 15 years old, and it is yeah. Give me a investigation roll.
Can Schmidt exit the room now and then join the conversation?
Sure.
I'm not saying you need it,
but 17.
Okay. That's good enough. Yeah, this is. Reminds you of a school form. You've not really been a student yourself, but nothing seems particularly out of the ordinary for this. It is clearance to do an assignment. Basically, they'll have to turn this in with their project to say that they got permission to do this research.
Okay. Cindy.
Yeah, you're just Cindy, no last name. Cindy. Yeah, you fill it out. Saki returns it to a folder in a bag that she has on her back, and they say, okay, well, where will we begin then?
Okay, I guess we'll... Let me think. How is the berry farm set up? I guess it makes sense to start, like, where we are, roughly, and go through the farm, like, of different berries. Like, this is the Berry Master's berry farm. They've been making berries, or they've been growing berries here for, I'm sure Cindy would know how many years.
Yeah, very long time.
A very long time. They started originally with, like, one plot of berries, and this is the original berry plot, and then they've since expanded as they came into acquisition of more property on the farm here, and these are this berries. As you can see, we have lots of grass-type Pokemon helping out and helping grow the berries. Is Pumpkin out and about?
You could summon Pumpkin.
Pumpkin!
And then out in the distance, you hear a scream. Of Victory Bell, the sound that it makes, and it's rushing over to you. Pumpkin arrives in about 10 seconds, a little out of breath, and with very happy eyes, despite its terrifying face. And do you introduce Pumpkin to the kids?
Of course.
Okay.
This is Pumpkin. Pumpkin does a lot of the garden tending and overseeing of the gardens, especially when either myself or my grandparents are out of town due to whatever circumstances that come up, like events and markets all over the Hoenn region, as you are familiar with.
They are nodding and taking notes. Saki's Leafeon interacts with Pumpkin a little bit. It seems that they are potentially buddies, being fellow grass types. I'm curious about your pathing. Are you just explaining all of this at the front door? Are you going through the garden? Are you going through the house? What is your, where are you
starting, like, going back towards the garden? So, like, I'm assuming there's, like, a berry patch, like, right by the house, and it kind of expands from there.
Yes.
It's kind of like walking away from the house into, like, towards the middle of the farm proper.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, you can do so. You'll have to, like, open a gate. You open a fence to get back to the plants. And yeah, give me... Before I have Cindy make a roll, is anyone itching to make any rolls?
Can I investigate the kids?
Sure. Roll me investigation.
Dirty 23.
Okay, that's very high. They are wearing what is seemingly maybe not exactly what you would expect from a school uniform, but, like, as if something adjacent to that. Maybe. They have bags among them. You observe that each of them have two Pokeballs strapped to their belts. but each of them has one Pokemon among themselves. You notice that on their shirts at their chest, either on a lapel or just like on their top, is a very ornate looking pin. And you see that they appear eager to participate in this research.
Is Schmidt still in the house? Or I think Schmidt would have joined them on the tour.
Yeah, probably on the tour.
But before Schmidt walked outside, Schmidt would have eyed Gimli.
Okay.
And then he would have eyed the door to the basement.
Is that interpreted? You guys can make rolls together. You can each roll a d6 and see if the vibe was gotten, or you can just RP it up to you.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I was already about that anyway. Like, being concerned about this this whole thing. Do we roll for that? Because like, I'm kind of on the same vibe.
You're good. You're good. If you're on the same vibe, you're good.
Yeah. Okay.
You roll for fun, but.
Yeah, as long as they don't end up in the house, I'm cool. So,
okay.
And then Elodie was in like an office, right?
Upstairs, correct.
Is there like a window to that office, or is it like in the middle?
Yeah, each room has at least one window.
Okay. Can I send Quacko up to that window just to kind of peck on that window?
Sure, you may do that.
Just make sure she's up.
Does Quacko fly out through the front door or through the sliding glass back door?
I think, like, as they're, like, leaving for the tour, Schmidt will send Quacko, like, flying behind him.
Got it. Is this stealthy or no?
Stealthy, yes.
Stealth roll it, baby.
17.
Okay. Quacko is fairly stealthy. He may be a duck Pokemon, but in this instance, his wings could be that of an owl.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Cindy will continue the tour through the outside. There's a... Let me give you a point of reference. We've been doing Theater of the Mind gameplay for years. What we're working with here, this is the in-game Ruby and Sapphire Barry Master House. This is kind of what is going on in my head, but just more elaborate, more stuff to it. The house is definitely more of like a proper estate. It's a fancy house. These patches would be more behind the house than they would be next to it. And there's many of them, many more. And there's like a shed, and the forest continues to the north. So like, this is kind of the vibe that we're going for, if that helps you out at all. Yeah, the kids are taking notes. Their Pokemon seem to be entertained and esteemed. And the kids ask Cindy, Nickel asks, so the regular keepers are out, you said, and it seems that you are here and maybe with some guests, and you're taking care of all of these plants?
Again, we rely very heavily on our grass-type Pokemon for a lot of the maintenance and general upkeep of the berry farm. Obviously, any major fertilization or things like that are done by either me or my grandparents, but the Pokemon have been incredibly helpful with the upkeep and management of the garden, keeping weeds out, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
The day-to-day.
They all nod and agree, and they say, wow, yeah, that's very impressive. Quacko is flying up to Elodie's window. Give Quacko a perception, please.
19.
Okay, pretty high. Quacko can see, and I guess I'll just describe this. We'll say that his perception check assists the rest of you. We haven't done an aerial Quacko perception since the first session, I don't think.
Oh, shit. Do I have, like, a proficiency or something in that? Hold on. Yeah, Quacko's proficient in perception.
Yeah. He's a bird.
I don't think I've ever used that.
You used it in session one, I believe.
Yeah. So add 4 to that roll. So dirty 23.
Very good. The thing that Quacko finds peculiar and will maybe just as the leader of the Quacko Paco intuit to everyone else who's participating in this tour is that the Pokemon who have joined these students have kind of split off. Quacko observes Leafeon ducking kind of behind some berry trees and is digging like feverishly into the soil. And the little metal fella, who I will name as a Gimme Ghoul, is no longer with the student at all, just seems to be somewhere else. Quacko flies up to Elodie's window and gives a pitter-pat. What is the intention of this between Schmidt and Elodie?
Wake her ass up if she is not awake and tell her to get her ass downstairs.
Elodie, there's a duck at your window trying to convey a message.
Will
you please roll a duck message interpretation, please?
Is that any specific roll or just a d20?
We'll say Pokemon handling. I'll give you a secret modifier because you know Paco, so...
I do know Paco. That's so true.
I said Paco, didn't I? You know this duck fairly well, so it should, yeah. What's your
role? I think, like, yeah, there's, like, a language between, like, Schmidt and Quacko, but, like, everyone else just kind of, like, understands that, like, oh, that's Paco speaking.
Yeah, they're slowly picking up on it, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. It was a 16.
Okay. Yeah, you get the vibe that Quacko thinks you should be involved in something.
All right. Well, I was a week awake and eavesdropping, but just getting ready for my day. So I will finish getting ready for my day and head downstairs.
Okay. We'll say that that takes a little bit of time.
From the aerial perception, do I know that Leafeon's like digging in the dirt?
You could probably tell. You could probably see that.
It's like, you shouldn't really be digging in the dirt.
Okay, you call it out.
Upset the berries. Yeah.
Yeah. Saki looks all flustered and she says, "Oh, no, Leafeon, get back here. What are you doing?" And Leafeon looks like guilty, like a look of guilt on its face. And the student says, "I'm so sorry. We just taught her the move, the TM dig, and she's been really excited about it. But my apologies."
Yeah. That was a pretty slow dig for learning the move.
Did you say that to her?
Yeah.
She says, "Well, you know, we aren't the greatest battlers. Well, you know, don't do that again, Leafeon, or I'm just going to return you to the ball, okay? I know you really wanted to come here." And Leafeon like has like a pout on its face. The students,
you know, I'm a little bit of a battler. Maybe I could give you kids some pointers. You want to have like maybe a little spar like out in front?
Nickel says, "You know, battling outside of our battle classes at the Preparatory Academy is actually forbidden. We're supposed to just specifically use our Pokemon as we don't have our trainer's licenses."
Yeah, I bet battling would be really hard without your Pokemon on your shoulder.
The boy, Nickel, looks around. He says, "Gimme Ghoul, where did you go?" He always does this. He always slinks off. He'll come back soon, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure.
I'll turn to Pumpkin and be like, "Can you let the others know we're looking for a Gimme Ghoul in case he turns up anywhere?"
Pumpkin gives a happy little scream to suggest that they are in agreement.
Thank you so much. I send Pumpkin on her way.
Okay, Pumpkin does so. The students will ask, "Well, if the keepers aren't here, then who are all of you? I know that you are related to them somehow, but are these all family members who are staying here?"
So the Berry Masters are my grandparents. I grew up here. So this is my home. I grew up here before I became a trainer. And these are some of my friends that I've made as a trainer. And we're just stopping here before we continue on. Or they're just stopping here before they continue on their journey. But I'm just putting them up here because it's a nice place to sleep. So they don't have to stay at a hostel in Mauville.
They're continuing to write notes and they say, "Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So you guys are like adventurers or something."
Of course.
Nope. Never heard the word adventure in my life.
No.
It is at this point that we can say that Elodie can join the group if she wishes. Does she make an appearance?
Yes.
Okay. Is she accompanied by any of her Pokemon?
Just Cabbage.
Okay. Roll.
Does Quacko rejoin me?
We can say sure, yeah, if Quacko wants to come back down.
Okay. Can Quacko kind of like sit on Schmidt's shoulder very intimidatingly?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. What was I saying? Yes. So the kids see Elodie come around, and I'm guessing, Ginley, are you out here as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then they turn and they say, "Oh, wow, an Alcremie. I've only heard about these. Where did you get one?" And Saki leans, the kind of like kneels to like interact with Cabbage.
"Oh, I evolved it. My brother sent me Cabbage when she was just a milsery."
Everyone give me an ominous D20 roll. Add your wisdom.
Whoa.
This is a reaction.
Just people or Pokemon too?
All people.
3. Yeah.
This is a reaction to something that is coming up.
12.
19.
17.
So you two will get... how are we going to do this? I don't know. Let me just describe what happens here. Saki is kneeling down and interacting with Cabbage and immediately goes to grab her, holding out both of her arms and wrapping them around Cabbage. And she gets a natural 15. She will successfully pick up Cabbage. We are going to roll initiative.
Oh, yeah. Fucking
bro, right.
Yeah,
oh my, yeah. Sending kids,
yeah,
what the...
you didn't realize that, like, you didn't think that was the thing, that there were just children in the middle of the night investigating.
You think
the
I would
farm?
Send my whole
it's
duck
the middle of the
to
night
get you if they
I
were just
maybe
fine.
You guys were like being paranoid, they're children.
I don't give a fuck. Children do stupid, crazy shit Dex. Every day. This world's ruled by 10-year-olds.
Dex is,
Oh shit, I gotta roll initiative.
Oh my god.
I can't believe you didn't think that was gonna be a... Like, I'm so baffled.
So, the reason why we're doing this roll is because Elodie and Schmidt will get an extra round of initiative before proper initiative starts. Just the two of them. We'll start with an isolated pre-round that is kids, Schmidt, and Elodie. Or kids, Elodie, Schmidt, more specifically. So, this girl has picked up cabbage and immediately turns around. And also, Leafeon will go to strike at Elodie's heels in attempt to knock her over. Please make a DC 16 dex save, Elodie.
13.
13 is not enough. Elodie, you're going to fall on your butt. As far as movement is concerned, you are prone. The nickel will now go, and he will use one of his actions to send out a Pokemon. He sends out a floating metallic, definitely like a robo Pokemon, hard to describe exactly. It seems that it consists of a floating head and two arms. It seems to possess great intelligence. This Pokemon is a Metang. The Metang rushes in front of Saki to prepare to do some sort of thing. Nickel will use his additional action to ask Gimmighoul to use Confuse Ray on Schmidt. Schmidt, please make a DC 15 wisdom save.
Okay. Well, that's a 5.
Okay. Schmidt, you are confused. This doesn't necessarily work out the same way that it does for Pokemon. This more inhibits your coordination and your mental skills, that being wisdom, intelligence, and charisma. You won't have to, like, roll to hit yourself, but you will struggle with certain things for a number of turns.
Imagine you just punch yourself in the face.
It's got a metal arm, dude. That would hurt.
Yeah, that's true. That sucks, dude. Okay, yeah. We're still in pre-initiative. I think Elodie rolled higher for the pre-initiative. So what is your reaction? You're on your butt. This girl just took cabbage and is looking at a Metang with some sort of plan. It will cost you an action to get up, so choose wisely, Elodie.
I'm going to try to recall cabbage.
Okay. Please make a disadvantaged dexterity check, as Saki has picked up cabbage and has turned around, so it will be very hard to hit this. We're going to say DC 16.
Okay. Yeah, that was a failure.
Okay. You get one more action slash thing unless you want to stand up.
Cabbage can just lock you in a sanctuary.
So true. That's actually kind of funny. Get fucked.
Will it be big enough to lock all of us in it?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm double checking the rules of sanctuary. Yeah, so we could exit if we wanted to, but if they were inside of it, they could not leave. Honestly. Yeah.
Does the sanctuary move with cabbage?
But I don't think it can move. Like, cabbage faints. Like, that's how that works.
Right. Cabbage
so
faints.
Cabbage won't
then
be moving.
It stays put.
The bubble's in the location that it starts with. Yeah. It's okay. Not like
I just didn't know like if they were carrying cabbage, they'd be like moving.
Yeah, they were just like, we're in a bubble. Like, no, it like surrounds that area, and until cabbage gets up, the bubble stays in its position.
Right. Honestly, that sounds okay. Wait, before doing that.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Oh, before doing that, can we do
Ancestral Fae magic?
Can we do an Ancestral Fae magic?
Do it. Oh god.
All right.
What's the range of sanctuary again?
Let me check. Do 20-foot radius force field. So like 40-foot diameter. Okay. That's an 86, which is one that we have done before.
Okay.
Which is that.
Oh no.
I roll one.
Hi, dragon.
Wait, this is actually really good.
Did we do 86? Okay. I don't see it on the list.
It isn't 86.
We have 88. Where's 86?
Maybe I didn't update it.
What's your 86?
Because
say?
It's in my.
Because my 86 is one really bad for you.
Oh, it's the one where I roll a d4 and then she duplicates herself that many times.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm saying like that could be like confusing for them, you know?
Okay, it's confusing for everybody. But yeah. Okay.
And I did get a d4, right?
Yeah, so 5 cabbages.
No, you didn't roll it, right?
You rolled a d4 and you got a 4? Is that what you said?
I'm trying to decipher this dice.
Oh. Oh, it's one of the weird d4s.
It's like, it's a special, like, barred set of dice. So I think the highest number is a little loot. And I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
So I think it is a 4.
Okay.
Okay.
For clarity, just so that all the players know and that we all are on the same page, the effect of 86 on this chart is cabbage duplicates. The duplicates mirror her movements and actions and last until one of them is knocked out. That's all. I'll leave it at that. So in this moment when Cabbage calls upon ancestral Fey magic, I would venture to believe, as I'm going to rule as the DM, that all 5 of them pop into Saki's arms all at the same time. And as such, she's forced to drop them because she can't carry them. So she drops them immediately. So between Saki and between Metang, there are just 5 cabbages on the ground. And they need to figure out which one is the right one.
Well, it's easy. You use Sanctuary and then the duplicates disappear.
That is correct. That is an option. I don't know if that's the optionality you want.
That is an option. But wouldn't it be funnier if I had them all dazzling green?
Yeah.
It would be funnier, but you're definitely risking like the combat here, but it's fine.
I'm coming up right.
Do whatever you want.
We can still like,
listen, it's fine. It's like, do whatever you want.
Doing a sanctuary is not off the table because I don't see them booking it without, because obviously they came here for cabbage.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
No, just again, I'm just saying, like, I'm just putting out there that we should think about that option. That's all. But you do.
But 5 dazzling gleams goes so hard.
It's pretty really cool. Funny. Yeah.
It's really funny. I'm not going to deny that. I want to see it. I'm just letting you know of all your options.
5 dazzling gleams is sick.
Okay, so dazzling gleam is a cone, correct? But we could say, do you want all 5 of these to face outward so it becomes a sphere, I guess?
Because it just says, like, all creatures within range, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to hurt us.
Right.
I mean, there's 5 of them. You could have 1 aim at Nicol, 1 aim at the Metang, 1 aim at the Leafeon, 1 and 2 aim at a...
Well,
what's her
here's face? The intricacy of this.
Like
no,
garbage,
so the duplicates mirror her movements.
Movements,
so,
right.
And so that includes direction that you're facing. So you can't like specifically target. It's going to be like... I'm thinking of like a kaleidoscope or a slinky or something. Does that make sense in your guys' heads?
Right.
They all have to be facing the same direction. And if they're staying in a circle, then it makes a sphere.
Right. Unless I have them all face inward towards Saki.
You could do that. They are currently between Saki and Metang, so that would provoke at least a few attacks of opportunity. But you could do it.
We'll do the sphere. We'll sphere it up.
Okay. What's the range of the cone?
20 foot.
20 foot. Okay, I would draw this map, but... We're definitely hitting Metang. We're definitely hitting Saki and Nicol and probably Leafeon. I'm going to suggest that because it's a ranged attack and LD is prone, she would have advantage on this save. And I would also suggest that Quacko and Schmidt are probably in the range of this also. I would not be convinced that anyone else is. I will draw a map for our next session. So would we get... Gosh, we should just treat it as one... big blast probably and just multiply everything by 5 probably. I think that's probably the best way to do it. So LD with advantage, Metang,
yes.
Leafeon, Saki, Nicol, Schmidt, and Quacko all make charisma saves, please.
0 minus 1. Great.
What's
I
the threshold?
A pair of 17, so it's 17 for Schmidt and 16 for Quacko.
What's the threshold again?
17.
Okay.
Shit.
Ties favor the attacker.
Shit.
Yeah. Metang fails. The kids succeed.
I failed.
Okay. With advantage?
Yes.
Okay. We can talk about how you want to rule this. I think the most elegant thing to do is to just multiply it by 5. It would be by 5.
Well...
Or you can... I know that you failed this, so let's hear what you have to
here's
say.
Here's the thing, yeah. Is what I'm thinking. Is it? So you're saying, like, it's a sphere, so each cone is in a different direction.
That's true.
So everybody is only being hit by one cone.
Maybe 2 or 3, right?
Maybe 2 or 3. I guess that's true, is we don't know how they overlap.
Definitely not all of them. but at least right. 2 and at most 3. So can we settle on a 2.5 multiplier?
Sure.
Okay,
so great. I will roll 4d8 plus 9.
And humans take half. But yeah, get the total, and then we'll sort out how the damage falls. Also, wait, this is the kind of save that if you save it, you take nothing, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And also, targets that fail by 5 or more are blinded for 1 round.
Oh,
not
great.
Me, not Schmidt, not Quacko, right? Okay. I don't know if anybody else did.
Metane failed.
By 5 or more?
Yes. Metane got a 5.
Yeah, baby.
So
I thought we were all going to get blinded and they were going to get away.
What about Leafeon?
No.
Oh, I forgot to roll for Leafeon. Leafeon fails. With the same number with Metane.
What about Gimme Ghoul? Is Gimme Ghoul in range?
Gimme Ghoul is not in range. Gimme Ghoul is on the fence.
I rolled 17 total, and then it's a plus 9.
Okay. So 26?
Yes.
Times 2.5?
Times 2.5 is 65.
Is that correct?
This is what my calculator tells me.
Yeah, no, I trust your calculator. Okay, so humans take half that. Resists take half that. So
Quacko takes 65 points of damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, huh?
It's really funny. We have magic muffins. Dude,
that was really funny.
It is really funny, guys. I think I don't
it's
know.
So funny. Ha ha ho. I'm having a good time.
Guys, it's so funny.
It's so funny.
It's for the content.
Jesus Christ.
There was no other options too.
I just healed this motherfucker.
Okay.
We have magic muffins. Quacko will be fine.
Quacko was in red HP, by the way.
Get in the comments. Gimli was right.
Get in the comments.
In the comments.
I will fight Gimli. Okay.
So minus 65 brings Leafeon to the yellow.
DM question.
Yes.
Last session, because
mm-hmm.
of Schmidt's bro time with Gimli, I got an additional HP points. Do those still count?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Okay.
Get the HP points, dude.
Yeah, you were so well rested,
bro time.
Man.
Choo-choo. Yeah.
So Schmidt only takes 32.
It appears that Metane, despite resisting this damage, takes a significant amount and is blinded, as is Leafeon. So, nicely done? Question mark.
So nice.
Get in the comments.
Using Ancestral Fate Magic, Cabbage manages to duplicate herself into 5 Cabbages of equal appearance, equal skill, equal ability, that just happen to mirror all of Cabbage's movements. They fell in a star-like pattern between Metane and Saki, the student, question mark. They all decide to use Dazzling Gleam, which affected both our heroes and our villains. Schmidt, it's your turn in this bonus initiative round.
I want Quacko to slash the girl.
Okay, Quacko may do so. Any particular intent of this, or are we just dealing damage?
Just dealing damage. She is turned away to run away from us, right?
Yeah, her back is to you and Elodie.
Mm-hmm. So that would be with advantage, right?
That is correct.
So that would be an automatic crit, right?
It would be. That is correct.
62 points. So 31 divided in half.
Ooh, that's a lot. Saki takes a vicious slash from Quacko's leak to her back, slices her uniform and draws blood on her back. She gasps and falls to her knees in front of the 5 Cabbages. Anything else for Schmidt on this turn?
I get like full action economy, right?
Yeah. So you get one more action and you can move.
I'll hold action on Kecleon. And then I guess Schmidt will just try to break out of confusion because I got hit with Confuse Ray. That takes an action, right?
Yes. Please make a wisdom save.
Wisdom is plus 1, so that is a 12.
Okay. No ill effects from confusion, but you will still be confused.
Evasive stance is a bonus action, right?
Yes.
I will evasive stance.
On which mon, Quacko? Or yourself?
Schmidt and his Pokemon may use their bonus action. Can I do it on both?
Yes. Could you just describe it for everyone?
Oh, yeah. Schmidt and his Pokemon level 10 or higher may use their bonus actions to impose disadvantage to be targeted on by one enemy that they can see as long as no other specific combat disadvantages are at play. So would confusion be the disadvantage? Examples I have are being flanked or being prone.
It's not a combat advantage. We'll say no. However, you do have to choose which enemy you are dodging. I think this is the same as Uncanny Dodge. I think it works similarly. Maybe not. I don't know. It's a rogue thing. You need to choose which targets you are imposing disadvantage on for yourself.
I think the only one I fear in this group is the Metang, so I will choose the Metang.
Okay. For both of you?
Yeah.
Very good. After a berry garden tour gone wrong, the Quacko Packo find themselves amongst two false school children with intentions to steal away Cabbage the Alchemy, which now there is five of. And a Metang and a Gimme Ghoul and a Leafeon belonging to clearly not Verdanturf Preparatory Academy, but some other unknown organization or force are intruding on the Packo's downtime. That's where we will wrap today's session. Hello, and thank you so much for listening to Dunsparce and Grandpog. It's not often that we talk about the origin story about how the five of us met, but it was all online during the pandemic. We found ourselves in similar Twitch circles, and we all ended up streaming on Twitch at one point or another. Grace has recently started streaming again, and she would love it if you gave her a follow. Be sure to log on to twitch.tv/SereneGrace and give her a follow. That's SereneGrachay. I'd also like to thank all of our patrons for their continued support. It wouldn't be possible without you. And if you're listening to this, you're able to leave a comment or leave a review or just leave some sort of note, maybe join the Discord or go on Twitter. Can we get a thank you to Kira, who works very, very hard for editing all of our episodes and making sure that the podcast is as enjoyable as possible. Thank you again for listening, and we will see you for the next session on July 9th. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye forever.
We lost him.
Yeah. Schmidt had an aneurysm and died in his sleep.
Save the world. My final message. Goodbye.
Great reference there. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go back over.
Hope they don't find the corpses in the garden.
They're not going to be
decomposed.
Digging. They're children.
Okay.
I like how they're going to grab.
It's a natural 20, by the way.
Cabbage. Like, you can't just recall Gabbage.
I'm going to Biden blast them is what I'm going to do.
Fuck yeah.
It's about time someone Biden blasted in this campaign. I didn't give you that skill Biden for nothing. Blasted.
It's so Jover, dude.
Yeah. Gimli is hoisting a rambunctious Kecleon at his side. Crunchy stepped in front of my notes and I can't read them. Did you hear him meow there?
No.
He just squeaked like right in the microphone, but it was the back of it. So you probably didn't hear it. What? I fed you, my guy. Where did I leave off?
I think these are school children.
No, they're not school children. They have fake uniforms on. How have you not, like, honey, please.
What's this formula?